Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
So glad that you're with us today as we turn our hearts towards the Lord in what we call our little 10-minute slice of heaven, get us ready for our day or whatever it is that we have to face. And we are facing the day with shoes on, aren't we, Jeannie?
Yeah, and I was reading that these shoes the Roman soldiers had, they actually pounded nails through the bottom of them. So they weren't just like your athletic spikes. They were like nails that really helped them to get a grip so they couldn't get pushed over.
Yeah, you're not going to lose any ground.
No.
With these shoes on.
Yeah.
And these shoes are called the Gospel of
Peace.
Peace. Yeah. And so last time we talked about peace, and now we want to go a little further into it, a little deeper into it. So,
yeah. And our peace is with God, finding forgiveness for our sins, having no barriers between us and the Lord. Romans 5:1 says, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
That's such a sweet verse.
It is a sweet verse.
Grab a hold of that one today, will you?
I know you've quoted Billy Graham a few times about his interview with a man who was overseeing mental institutions, and how he had believed and told Billy, I could clear out so many of these people if they could just find forgiveness for their sins.
Right.
Because they're tormented. So we have that with Christ. He paid for our sins and our place. We no longer have that torment, and there's no condemnation for us.
You know, I want to expand on that a little bit. I believe that if we live in the past, that can cause a great deal of torment in our life, and anxious thoughts, and is a real peace killer. So what do we do with all those things of the past that we sometimes focus our minds on? I remember talking to somebody one time and saying, she had told me all the concerns she had in her life. And I said, well, you know, if you keep focusing on those things, it's like trying to drive your car using just the rear view mirror. And that causes a lot of anxious thoughts. Things we can't change, things we'd like to change, things that we should have said or shouldn't have said, or all that is a very big weight.
Right, and I know that I've experienced it myself, and I'm sure you have, and many people out there, of the wrestling with if I hadn't done this, if I only had done that, and just raking yourself over the coals over things that you've done in the past.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, and so the peace with God comes as you realize that He's big enough to forgive.
Yeah.
And not only are you made right with God Himself and any decisions you've made in your past, but that He gives us the hope of redemption. So, you know, when we make mistakes or we purposely sin, which everybody does, we all have our lists, that we can plug into the Lord and say, Father, you know you've forgiven me. Help me to forgive myself and help me to see from your perspective that you're sovereign, you're God, nothing took you by surprise, and that when I trust you, you can bring in your, not magic, but His redemption into whatever situation is that came as a result of my decisions or my sin.
Mm-hmm.
And so He can bring good out of things. He can bring things to light that would have never come to light if they had not gone through those crises that happened because of it. It's like God's hands aren't tied because of our poor decisions or our sin. And so I find tremendous comfort in the fact that God's bigger, that He's sovereign, that nothing takes Him by surprise, that He's always working things out for the believer to use those to build us in to be more like Christ, Romans 8:1. So there's so much hope, even with our, sin, our bad decisions, but it's not just left there. He breathes life into ashes. And so for me, that brings a tremendous amount of peace that I'm not just left holding the bag.
Wow.
So I want to read.
That is the gospel of peace.
Yes.
What you're just explaining right now.
Over our shattered hearts. John 14:27, Jesus is saying, now he is with his disciples. It's towards the end. He's about ready to leave planet and say goodbye to them. And he's already helped them to reconcile with the Father. So they have that peace of God that he's offered them. They're believers. And again, the only ones who can experience that peace of God is those that have it with God. Those that say no to God, they can have no peace in their life.
Right.
So this offer of peace is for those that turn to him, give themselves over to him, and then they experience peace with God as well as peace in their life. And so he's ready to leave the disciples, and he gives this as a closing remark to him. He says, "Peace I leave with you." So now they already have peace with God. But now he's telling them, as you go on living your life, and you're not going to see me the way you have in the past, but I'm leaving you my peace. And he goes, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give to you." So it's a gift he's giving them.
Right.
He says, "I do not give to you as the world gives." The world can't give us peace. They can only give us temporary escapes.
Yeah, with that old...
But they can't give us lasting peace.
That old quote that says, peace in the world is that brief moment where everyone stands around reloading.
Yeah. Especially when we know that we're in a war with the enemy. Yeah. That's why we're putting this armor on. So he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid." So if I do that in reverse, I am afraid, my heart's troubled. So the solution is grab hold of the peace that God is offering us right here. This is a peace that he says I can own, I can live in, I can walk as I go through this world without him physically being right with me like they were used to experiencing.
Yes. It's the... You know, and it said it's gained by faith. So these things are believed in, but they're backed by God himself. And he is the one who has said these things, and he is the one who will do it. And so when we think about gifts on earth, there's no hesitation. Somebody hands you a gift, you're like, "Hey, thanks a lot." And you rip the package open, you know. "What have I got? What did I get?" You know. Mm-hmm. But how about a gift from God? Certainly his, you know, whatever it is that you would receive from God has got to be so much better than anything you could get on earth. And for Jesus himself to, you know, to be saying to us, I'm leaving you a gift. And so, by faith, we reach out and we grab a hold of these things and appropriate them, and they belong to us. But they're not ours, and they're not self-generated.
No.
So don't try and do that. But instead, this takes a firm connection with the Lord where you say, I'm going to walk in your peace today, Lord.
And you have decided in your heart that God is for you and not against you.
That's good.
And you know what I've been doing recently is, you know, when I pray in the morning, I picture myself going into God's throne room.
This is good.
Having a conversation with God. You know, I've walked in there and even closed the door behind me. And lately I have been taking those that I love that I'm praying for, and grabbing them in my mind. That's and having good. Them go in, and I close the door. In fact, I prayed for somebody today and I said, "Okay, Lord, I'm bringing them into your throne room, and I'm not going to open the door and let them out. Keep them captive here." But when you have a promise like this, I go into his presence and I say, "Lord, you are peace. I have no peace right now. I'm not leaving this room. I need to experience your peace."
We want everybody to go into that room with God today. Father, we walk into your throne room, not on account of us, but on account of Jesus Christ paying the price for our sins. We thank you for the peace we have with you, and let us experience the peace that is of you. Thank you for this gift, Lord Jesus. We receive it, and we are thankful for it. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.